Hello and welcome to our series of Lenten Reflections. This year we're focusing on movie stories and how they can illustrate the Gospels. I'm James Abbott of the Catholic Communications Network and I'm joined by Father Peter Malone, a film expert and former president of CIGNIS, the World Catholic Association for Communication. Fourth week of Lent, Monday. Henry Poole is here. Peter, and you're going to get a confession out of me. I have not even heard of this one.
Most people haven't, I'm afraid, and I saw it on a plane because it didn't get any cinema release. And I can understand why, because it's a film about goodness. And films about goodness are very hard to do and to make appealing for audiences who want a bit of conflict between good and evil. Henry Poole is a terminally ill man. He's played by Luke Wilson. And he buys this house, which people want to buy from him, but he wants to stay there, and we realise very quickly it's the house where he grew up and he's returning to his roots. But he's rather cynical, certainly sceptical about anything religious. His neighbour, Adriana Baradza, she thinks she sees the face of Jesus on the wall of his house. And she's a Latin American fervent type of person and gathers her friends around, which makes quite some difficulty for Henry Poole, that he wants to be sympathetic to her but really is not very happy with her seeing the face of Jesus on his wall.
Hey, does that look like a church back there? It's my house.
All three of you are old enough to know better, and I'm especially disappointed in you.
This is a miracle.
Don't. Now every holy roller within a 100-mile radius lined up around the block to touch my stucco job. Holy.
Holy something else.
Actually, from this angle, it looks a little bit like you.
There's another neighbour, a young woman with a little girl, who doesn't speak after the father left. So it's an atmosphere in suburban America. Now, why choose it for this particular gospel, which is a story of Jesus healing the son of the authority who comes to him, has faith, and then is urged to go home and finds that at the time he made the request of Jesus, the son was healed. And so it's miracles which occur not so spectacularly on the spot. And not wanting to spoil the film too much, the little girl eventually does speak. Now, whether it's a miracle or not, it's left for the audience to check on their understanding of miracles, what miracles are supposed to be, and the nature of faith. But I thought it's a small, interesting film that hasn't been seen, but at least does, in our secular context, raise the possibilities of miracles. But it has the religious overtones because of the neighbour alluding all the time to the face of Jesus on the side of the house. So to that extent, it is, let's say, a Christian perspective on miracles.